Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
All right. Thanks for the invitation. So first of all, I'm Mazhab Khan. So I live in Bangladesh. So I run a digital agency named Datagree. And I have been doing this for around 2 years. So my clients are basically based on UK. So currently we are selling our services to UK mainly. So the nature of services includes mostly digital marketing. So with that digital marketing, we actually focus on PPC ads and email marketing as well. So yeah, we are trying to add value to our clients, and since we are working for 2 years, so there has been a sort of experience in this arena and trying to scale our team and as well as a number of clients down the road. So yeah, awesome. That's all.
So how did you get the idea for this business?
So yeah, that's an interesting question. So I have been working in a BPO company in Bangladesh. So thereby, I tend to learn some campaigns and ad-related tasks. So by working with that team and expertise, so I actually gathered several experiences that I could hold and take this experience to next level. So with that thought, I have a team in place. So I have an idea that why couldn't we start as a startup and serve more areas of business and industries. So the actual motivation came from my previous workplace that I left behind, and now I'm starting a journey with this startup. So yeah, that was a good learning curve for me, and it actually helped me to network in the UK zone as well as to serve more clients that I'm serving right now.
Awesome. So in terms of your business and your current clients, like what industry are they typically in?
Yeah, so when I started in 2021, after the pandemic, so my clients were actually from SaaS and software industry. So sooner and later, when we actually made our journey afterwards, then I came across several different clients who are actually in the marketing agency. And also the performance marketing agency. So these client actually came from mostly from referrals and through outbounds. So yeah, mostly we are working with the software companies as well as the performance marketing agencies.
So are you more, so essentially your focus, you said PPC. So you're really, I guess, locked in and focused on, you could say, direct response marketing of getting your clients, you know, running an ad, getting one of their prospects to click, book a meeting, and you know, ideally work with them.
Exactly. Yeah. And aside from the PPC stuff, we actually we have a team who actually work with outbound. So email campaigns are like a bread and butter to us. So we are trying to focus on SEO. Which is sort of, you can say, inbound marketing. So in that way, we are actually trying to cover as many as aspects which is needed in the marketing areas to add value to our clients.
For sure. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you currently face in your business?
All right. Yeah, my journey was not so easy and bed of roses. So there has been many challenges which I came across. So first of all, the first challenge I can say is that the landing of clients, because they do not know me and I do not know them. So they have to trust and build a sustainable relationship with them. So this is a very difficult situation in terms of getting new clients and get to know you. I don't know you, so how can I trust with the with money? So that's a very challenging thing for me. But I got blessed because my first client was sort of known to me because I have worked with them in freelance, so they actually tend to know me, and we got actually a better communication. So he actually suggested me that Mazhab is really doing great. You can actually had a trial session with him. So in this way, I actually gained their confidences, and that actually paved me to actually scale my team and as well as the confidence of them. So this is the one of the major challenges. And another challenge that I mostly encounter is that the language differences, because whenever I actually came up with an idea, so today's world is more like an open village through internet, but hence there is many difficulties to actually speak to a Native American or UK accent. So that is there has been a language barrier to within us. But I try to actually minimize those gaps and trying to learn from each aspects of the business.
Makes sense. So in terms of, your business, right, so that you're working mostly with software and SaaS companies, and you said that your core focus is in the UK. Like, is your vision for 2024 to also work with companies in the US, or what are you really focused on for this year?
So yeah, since we have been currently selling the services like PPCs or email marketing, so we got a vision to actually go beyond the SaaS and performance marketing agencies to retail industry, because as you know, those websites that are selling the more products that need to be actually taken to the eyes of the customers. So we actually trying to put those bridge those gaps and through PPC and Google Ads to show more products to the eyes of the customers. So in 2024 and beyond, we are trying to actually focus on retail industry. So with our PPC services, so that our area will be widened and we can actually help more retailers in UK and US as well.
Got it. Awesome. So how are you going about customer acquisition? Is it more cold outbound through LinkedIn or running ads? Like, how do you focus on getting more of your types of clients?
So yeah, working with the clients, they do actually focus on reporting. So we actually collaborate with our clients and do a reporting on a weekly and monthly basis. So we actually focus mainly on stats. Say, for instance, if you run a PPC campaign, you can actually have an access to those accounts.
But I'm
So
saying in terms of like how you acquire new clients for your own business, if that makes sense. Like how you're,
all right.
is it the stats or is it more of like, that's what I was trying to understand.
All right. Yeah, I got your question. So, in terms of DataCrypt, like our company, we have a team who actually is working for mainly in outbound, mostly in the LinkedIn outbound. So naturally, we don't actually send out emails or you can say LinkedIn emails random basis, but we are trying to focus more on personalized messaging. Say, for instance, we know a person that is mutual to our client and just get through there via a warm intro. Then we actually schedule a meeting and thereby we actually land our clients.
Got it. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Yeah, the one piece of advice I would like to give whenever I started the business is that you got to pick the right people, because you cannot pick you cannot trust anyone in a startup journey. So you got to pick the right people and thereby work with them to build the trust, to build the team and the teamwork. So my piece of advice would be to pick the right people and get the things going, because they don't need to be the smartest people in the world, but you got to be cautious about picking people.
That's so true. So somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you. Do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
Yeah, we do have a website. So can I share it here?
Yeah, you can share it here. And you can also, I can put it like in the show notes, but if you could just tell our audience, verbally what it is, that way they can know just from watching this.
So the website is datacrete.com, DATACRETE, datacrete.com. So it's a small startup from Bangladesh, which is working with UK clients. And we actually cover the areas of digital marketing, email marketing, and so on and so forth. So if you want to reach out to me, then drop me a line at mazhab.khan@datacrete.com. I will put the email over here, or I will send it to Dan.
Just send it to me afterwards and I'll put it in the show notes.
All right. That would be super helpful. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Dan. It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks. Likewise.